Nigeria is a signatory to several UN conventions and other agreements on climate and environment, such as the Kyoto Protocol, Climate and Air Coalition, the Paris Climate Change Conference, amongst others. Also, as the most populous black nation, the biggest African country with its national colors as green, white, green. This gives her more responsibility towards the green revolution. From the Nigerian Meteorological Agency, NIMET's infosheet, Nigeria is endowed with an annual daily sunshine of averagely 6.25 hours at the coastal areas and much more in the northern part of the country. In other words, Nigeria receives about 4,909.212 kilowatt hours of energy from the sun, which is equivalent to about 1.082 million tons of oil, amounting to about 4,000 times the current crude oil production per day, and also put at about 13,000 times of daily natural gas production based on energy unit, part of which is being used to power the electricity generating plants. Despite this huge endowment of natural sources for renewable energy generation, the country has continued to experience constant power outage over the years, a situation that has forced some citizens to seek alternative means of generating electricity like the battery inverters, solar panels, among others. Some Lagosians who have resorted to solar panels and battery inverters speak on the benefits of renewable energy at homes and in their offices.
The benefits outweighs that of NEPA. I also use it in my office. I am at peace whenever they take light because the thing will just switch on automatically to the solar panel without any stress.
It's a very good thing. It's beneficial to people using it at home, even people using it for businesses and all that. Very, very good. This normal meter that they just bring crazy bills. You know what you use when you're leaving, when you on it, it's on. When you switch it off, it's off.
An energy consultant, Mr. Jack Ekeno, said over the years, the renewable energy sector had been grappling with high cost of importing the required technology, adding that low patronage was one of the factors militating against the development of the sector in Nigeria.
Components that make up the renewable energy, particularly the solar energy, they are quite expensive. The reason being that they are not locally made, they are not locally sourced. You have to import them, shipping and all that, the cost becomes so high and far from the reach of the common man. It's a kind of technology that does not cause the wear and tear of the ozone layer. Instead, it makes life comfortable for both the environment and for the planet itself.
With the electricity sector at its lowest ebb, neck deep in controversy, ranging from proposed increase in electricity tariff, labor issues resulting from alleged sack of workers by some of the discos, to decreased power generation and distribution as a result of non-availability of gas and the activities of pipeline vandals, among many others. Mr. Ekeno, however, believes that renewable energy is the right path to take in tackling epileptic power supply in the country. An option he also believes is more environment-friendly and cheaper compared to generating electricity with fossil fuel and others.
Nigeria has advantage as a tropic nation. We have high insulation, intense sunlight year in, year out, and we are not making the most of it by harnessing it. It seems that the blessing which God has given us in that direction is being wasted. The way out is if government and the people can become stakeholders and we meet at a common point, we can make it pocket friendly by working out certain policies that can be of good to the people.
Meanwhile, the chairman, Energy Institute Nigeria, Mr. Austin Olorunsola, is optimistic that all sources of energy should be utilized to boost the energy sector in the country. Mr. Olorunsola also relays the importance of keeping faith with all the global warming agreements between Nigeria and other countries.
We need the mix of all energy types. You need renewables, solar. We need all. The fact is that you cannot use one to reach everybody. There's no reason why the whole of the northern Nigeria should not be bubbling with solar energy, for example. So we don't need to start sending gas to the north at all. However, there's even a global initiative that even compels Nigeria to be looking in that direction. All those agreements, which we have also signed on, are going to be monitored.
A renowned economist, Professor Chris Onalo, believes that uninterrupted power supply will ensure the goodwill of the people towards the government as long as it explores renewable and other sources of energy to achieve sustainable electricity supply. Professor Onalo also believes that improved and sustainable electricity supply will discourage rural-urban drift in the country.
You can imagine if this country can generate electricity up to 20, 30, 40,000 megawatts. It means that down in my village, there will be activities that create economic independence, economic empowerment.
While the option of situating a nuclear power plant in the country remains a debatable topic, it is believed that Nigeria will not run short of renewable energy sources, unlike fossil fuel. More so, renewable sources of energy are considered the best option due to its limitless and environment-friendly nature. Recently, the Minister of Power, Works and Housing, Mr. Babatunde Fashola, had said that the federal government was working out modalities, including renewable energy, to tackle the challenges in the power sector.
There is not enough power. 5,000 megawatts for 170 million people is just not enough. The solution is delivering more power on an incremental and a sustained basis. Results are measured by, in my ministry, how much power do you have? Now, those results are not yet delivered, but I assure you they will be delivered.
Most Nigerians are hopeful that the federal government will consider the use of renewable energy to boost the nation's electricity power generation, as this will also demonstrate the nation's commitment to reducing global warming.